You are listening to the State of Sustainability, a podcast that highlights sustainability initiatives throughout the state and develops a casual conversation about environmental stewardship that the average person can understand and replicate. I'm your host, Caleb Powell.
And I'm your co-host, Ashley Cabrera.
All right, and so today I would like to introduce our guest, Mike McClanahan. He is the Transportation Manager for TDOT's Environmental Division. And if you are unaware of what TDOT stands for, I know on the podcast there's a lot of times that we use abbreviations and stuff like that. TDOT stands for the Tennessee Department of Transportation. So, Mike, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're excited to have you on here. And, you know, when we spoke before, I sort of was hitting myself. I was like, why have we not already talked to you guys about the Nobody Trashes Tennessee campaign and really honestly just had TDOT in general on the podcast? So my apologies on taking so long to do that, but I'm glad we finally have you on here. And I guess what I wanted to do now is I sort of wanted to throw it over to you and just get some background and sort of let us know what or how or what happened to bring you to where you are now in this position.
Well, listen, being on the podcast is a happy meeting. I know we collaborate with many arms of TDEC and state parks about pollinators and recycling and all sorts of stuff. So definitely happy to be here. I've been with TDOT for 7 years. I'm actually in highway beautification. I'm the manager of the highway beautification office. And all of our programs really touch roadsides. So the biggest thing that we do deals with roadside litter and cleaning up litter. Other things that we do involve landscaping, and we've got a really successful pollinator habitat program that has really been going, kind of wild the past couple of years. And then this, the third area of our programming, it revolves around scenic roadways and scenic byways specifically. But litter is definitely the biggest thing that we do. And I've been doing it, like I said, since 2016. I had a background in local government before that. I was with the town of Kingston Springs and then the city of Clifton in Tennessee, and kind of had that background. Both were really gorgeous, places that were a little bit smaller. And then, my wife had started to work for TDOT in transit, and she was extolling the virtues to me of state government and that sort of thing, and, sort of the impact you could have. And I found my way here and really just been, enjoying the role ever since.
Yeah, that's awesome. And and I didn't actually know all that, all of the sort of arms of your division or your office. So that's pretty cool to hear all the different things you touch on. I think that your division and office, I think that a lot of people don't realize that, just like the basic person, I know that it exists because I'm in state government. I work with you guys quite a bit. But I think that, the average Tennessean might not know that we have people that are, constantly working on our roadways and reduction of litter on in landscaping and all that different thing. So I'm excited that we get to sort of dive a little bit deeper into what you guys do and, specifically the Nobody Trashes Tennessee campaign.
It is really easy to think of TDOT in terms of like potholes and bridge repair and that sort of thing, but there's actually a great deal of thought that goes back to, the 60s and the 70s and the early 80s that kind of, it's the legislative basis for the program areas I just touched on. There was a lot of people, thinking about scenic quality and thinking about litter and thinking about landscaping along roadways, way back then, and it definitely carries forward today.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I'm excited that we get to talk to you about it. So to start off, I wanted to ask about the Nobody Trashes Tennessee campaign and the programs that you guys have within that initiative. So can you tell us a little bit about those? On doing a little bit of research, I was looking at like No Trash November, which is coming up, Adopt a Highway, which you see those signs all over the place. Some of those things, can you dive deeper into some of those programs?
Yeah, so TDOT has like this really long history of doing these really great litter prevention, messaging and campaigns and programming. And I guess the most famous one that everyone remembers, certainly if you're a native Tennessean, you've heard of Tennessee Trash, which, you know, you can, I'll share if you've got some, you know, people that are fresher to Tennessee or haven't heard, you know, YouTube Tennessee Trash, the PSA from the 70s is still out there. It's a classic. And gosh, we still, you know, we still like it, but, several decades of doing these litter prevention campaigns. We've been doing, Nobody Trashes Tennessee since 2017. And really we spent the year prior to that doing a great deal of Tennessee specific litter research, and formed the basis of this campaign that's, you know, been our messaging, you know, ever since. And essentially what we've done is we've tried to tie a litter awareness message. Like, we want folks to know that, hey, litter's a big deal and it adds up, you know, it compounds. It's not just a candy wrapper, you know, it stacks up with, you know, other things that people just get, you know, complacent about, and before you know it, you've got bags and big, you know, dump truck loads, and then the price tag just soars. So it is something we've been doing for several years now, and there are several programs that we maintain that are part of that litter prevention portfolio that you mentioned. We keep a 1-800 hotline, a litter hotline, where people see an act of littering, they can report that, and then we do some education type things based off of their license plate. We get a mailing together and send things to that litter bug. We've also been doing a litter grant since 1983. We offer grant funding to all 95 Tennessee counties, and like I said, we've just turned 40 on that program, where, you know, we're helping to support local pickup programs, and then also, you know, some litter education programming that happens at the local level too. So we give funding based on a formula to our 95 counties, and that's, you know, wildly popular. If people have been to, if they grew up and doing litter art contests and that sort of thing, oftentimes the prizes or some of the judging, you know, occurred for litter grants. So I know there's a lot of folks that have kind of fond memories growing up around the litter grant messaging. And then also, we have Adopt a Highway, which I know people have seen the green and white signs on our state numbered routes, our state highways, where it's really a free program that anybody can join and have kind of a fixed, you know, route, a 2-mile stretch of state highway where you can adopt. And if you commit to basically a quarterly cleanup, it doesn't have to be quarterly, but it's, you know, we require 4 cleanups a year. You get a really cool, like, recognition panel with your message that gets put along the route, at the beginning and the end of your 2-mile stretch. And gosh, it has such a huge impact of actually cleaning up the litter and getting people involved. And I feel like if you're cleaning up litter, like, you're more aware of litter. So it helps kind of reinforce that positive, you know, behavior and that sort of thing. And it's really just kind of a win-win, getting everyone involved and certainly helping TDOT out. So those are the big fixed programs that we've had for a while. One of the things that we started doing, I think this will be the third fall that we're doing it, but it's kind of a little mini campaign called No Trash November, where we're telling our Adopt a Highway groups, our litter grant folks are getting volunteer cleanups organized. Certainly the Keep Tennessee Beautiful affiliates throughout the state are doing cleanups, and essentially we're trying to get everybody to do a cleanup during the month of November. So you got 30 days, do a cleanup. Some communities do several cleanups. And we ask that you register the cleanups, you know, through TDOT on nobodytrashestennessee.com. We keep a log of those cleanups, and then we keep some performance, you know, data. We keep like a tonnage from each of the cleanups. And at the end of the month, those groups that, you know, clean up the most get recognized, and they get a pretty sweet trophy at the end of it. And I know there's T-shirts for everyone else who does not get, you know, ascend the top of the mountain there. But, yeah, we're definitely involving people and trying to make sure that, you know, there's cleanups happening in the month of November across the state. That's No Trash November. This will be the third annual running of that.
Sweet. I'm going to have to try to figure out how to get a big cleanup set up in November. Hopefully I can win that trophy.
One of the cool things we talked about doing was getting state employees to clean up parking lots. I know we have some internal like approvals to get people to do that, but I think we're trying to organize some parking lot cleanups around you know, the state offices here in Nashville.
I think
that would be a great idea for sure.
Yeah, and I think that we could even honestly, what would be cool is try to get different state departments, like a competition between different state departments for cleanups. That would be something. I don't know if that's doable, but you know, there's always competition between the departments.
Yeah, I think it's easy to foster that sort of competitive edge in people. Absolutely. You know, November is kind of a cool time of year to do cleanups. You know, physically it's cool, it's not summer. But also, like, the mowing has generally, you know, been cut down. People are spending a little less time outdoors. Certainly it gets darker, you know, more and earlier and all that sort of stuff. So I think people really enjoy the ability to get out and do something in the month of November. And I think it makes a huge deal when you're picking up litter after mowing. And you don't have to worry about, you know, that item, you know, sitting there, and then you have to look at it for the next 5 months before spring comes. So it's a big impact, and it's a really cool time of year to do a cleanup.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure to put that when we post this episode on there on how people can get involved. So you did just, you know, mention several opportunities within your programs. I want to ask and touch on like how Tennesseans can take action to reduce litter, I guess individually. So if they're not, you know, helping out with one of these programs, like just as an individual, what they can do to really help reduce litter around in their community, on their street, around their workplace.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think all of the you know, the portfolio of things I just mentioned, there's really one common thread or one thing that we've tried to keep an eye on and you know, just make sure that any Tennessean and all Tennesseans can have an impact, can do something about litter in their community. It is something that touches all of us and something that we can, you know, all, you know, make an impact on. So there's three things really. The first is just make sure that you're not littering. That a lot of people aren't aware, are not aware of littering behavior and the impact of it. I think it tends towards like a 50-50 to a 60-40 split of unintentional and intentional litter when we do our measurements. Some of those items you can tell just like blew out of somebody's window when their window was down, or maybe they flew out of the back of the truck bed, you know, that sort of thing. You're making sure that you've got your load covered. I've got a bunch of kids little kids that like the color in the back seat. So making sure that some of their, you know, their precious artwork isn't going to fly out the window is a concern for me. So just making sure your load is secured. You're not going to lose things out the window. People think about like banana peels and apple cores. Oh, you know, that'll biodegrade and all that sort of stuff. But really, you know, that's just another piece of litter. So make sure that you're doing what you can with your items and your trash. Waste in the correct space, right? So that litter awareness is the first step. The second thing is you could always help by joining a cleanup. And, you know, we just talked about Adopt a Highway is a perfect, you know, completely free way to be part of a cleanup. You could also, like, schedule some sort of cleanup with, you know, your local Keep Tennessee Beautiful affiliate. There's 38, I think, affiliates across the state now. And if you're not in a community that has one of those, you can certainly schedule your own, you know, your own cleanup. And, you know, we could talk about that in a second. But, you know, the last thing is we have pretty robust messaging through social media channels. We do a lot of paid media as well. But NobodyTrashesTennessee, you know, .com or NobodyTrashesTennessee on, you know, Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. And we're just in a bunch of different places. Take a couple minutes. Some of the stuff is you know, message-based. It's got statistics built in there. Or maybe it's, you know, funny or quirky. It's got a really funny character that's, you know, telling you something about how litter impacts wildlife or something like that. Take some of that messaging and share it or send it to somebody. You know, in the age we're living, we're all influencers, right? We've all got a network that we communicate with, and that's a really easy way to say, hey, littering's important to me. This is a fun message. You know, what do you think? That sort of thing. So, just by having that litter awareness, not littering, helping via a cleanup, and also sharing messaging, that's really the ways that we tell people, you know, they can take action.
Yeah, and so that, I guess that sort of hits on my next question. We're going to talk about, like, as far as education and outreach. Of course, you just actually educated everyone on, you know, the best ways personally they can take action against litter. But I wanted to talk more about, like, TDOT's education and outreach initiatives. Y'all have something called, like, the Talking Trash Show. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So it's funny. We had, and this has evolved over time. I told you we spent 2016 doing a lot of Tennessee-based, you know, specific litter research, and then we launched the campaign in 2017, and I just remember we've done some messaging on our focus groups that we, you know, we did, and, you know, we asked people to describe, you know, what they thought litter, you know, was like, what did it look like, what did it, you know, that sort of thing, and so we did, like, this whole series of creative images about how litter was sticky, and it was like chewed up gum that spelled, you know, Nobody Trashes Tennessee and that sort of thing. So, I mean, we've done some interesting things with messaging. Probably the last 2 years we've been evolving to instead of, you know, talking about litter and somebody's talking to you about litter, have, you know, these characters, these pieces of litter, pieces of trash do the talking for us. And so they're kind of narrating the story of litter in Tennessee. And it's too funny. There's a bunch of characters and they've all got their, you know, different personalities and they've all got episodes and that sort of thing. And I want to encourage everyone to check it out. Really, on YouTube is probably the best way to see all the characters. There's, like, Tony the Tire and, you know, Rocco the Raccoon, and there's a banana peel, and probably, I think, the one that gets the most press is there's a Sasquatch that was living in the woods, and he's got this, you know, great tale about how he was so incensed by people littering in the woods that he came out and he's, you know, kind of picking up the mantle of nobody trashes Tennessee. I gotta tell people not to litter and how to pick up and that sort of thing. So Trashquatch is out there and he's part of the talking trash movement. And we've just, we've had a good time with it. It's kind of been building up to a Talking Trash the movie, which, you know, no spoilers. I'm not gonna, you know, divulge too much about that, but definitely check it out on YouTube under Nobody Trashes Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm excited to go and check all that out. Actually, my daughter's a little too young right now, but it's good that you guys have a way to message, not only to, I mean, of course, that is a great way to show the message to children and sort of grab their attention, but it, also it's like, it's good for adults too. It gives sort of that sort of fun way to intake that information. It's not so just serious, you know, and just, you know, I think that's a great way to be able to send that message out. So I'm excited to go check all that out. And you know, I've actually seen Trashquatch. He comes around on some events, right?
Yeah. You've seen him in the wild. He's been out. We have a street team. We've got a phenomenal amount of partnerships across the state, and so, you know, there's any number of times, you know, you might go to a UT football game or a Grizzlies game, and you might see, you know, Trashquatch out there with the street team on the plaza. And I think he's made several appearances in schools. But typically, you know, you'll run across Trashquatch at special events, you know, these days.
Yeah, he's got, the last time I saw him, I think he had like the full denim, like cut off, like vest. And, he was looking pretty cool. But, well, Mike, I wanted to say thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, to let us know about these campaigns and sort of show us the historical knowledge of TDOT's litter campaigns and, you know, fight against litter, and then up to our current initiatives that you guys have going on. So wanted again to thank you for your time and thank you really for all that you do for our state and for the environment.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a labor of love. I know everyone that works here in TDOT's Highway Beautification Office definitely cares about litter. We're doing cleanups all the time with different groups, and it's a big deal. So we're happy to contribute. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, can't wait to maybe one day we can. TDOT's not too far from TDEX building, so maybe we can go grab lunch and talk more, meet in person.
I love it. Sound good.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, Ashley. Thank you.